First podcast of 2023.
Happy New Year.
New year, new me.
You know what's really creepy about New Year things?
What?
Resolutions.
Oh, yeah. So the last episode when we did Christmas, I remember saying at the end of it, oh, we're not going to do a New Year's episode.
No,
New Year's
lame.
Is dumb. And here we are. So, but I mean, to be fair, this episode is not about New Year's. It's about resolutions
for the new year
being creepy. No, well, just resolutions. You can make resolutions. That's the thing. You can make a resolution at any point in the year, but for some reason people are like, no. I gotta wait till the year is over and then I will start anew. So we're gonna be talking about resolutions, but more so new year's resolutions, because
yes,
that's when most people make resolutions. And by resolutions we mean like wanting to change and
be better.
I kept going back and forth between change is creepy or resolutions is creepy, but I don't know. I think New Year's resolutions is more.
Yeah, New Year's resolutions, because change is, change.
People are like, oh, changing. I get that. Yeah, change is scary.
Things that change.
People would see it and be like, duh, change is scary.
I like change.
But yeah, we were planning to do like a fitness workout weight loss related one this time. But then we were talking, we have a friend who's a trainer and we were talking to him about it. And he was like, oh, I would love to, like, cause he used to work at a gym and I was trying to look up creepy stories for fitness and I couldn't really find any besides people like stalking other people in the gym, which is not always fun to listen to 20 stories about that. So, we were going to have him on because he said he had some creepy stuff to talk about. But then he got sick this week. So we are going to table that discussion. We're definitely going to do it.
Yeah, we'll do it soon, probably.
Yeah, I think maybe the next time we can figure out when we can all do it together. Or maybe like the first half of it could be just me and you. And then we could like film the second half with him.
Yeah, cool. We'll figure it out.
I don't know. We've never had a guest before.
Nope.
So we got to figure that out first. But it's coming. But we thought it would be a good time to do it now because that's like the top resolution most people have.
It's fitness related.
Yeah. So we'll talk about it a little bit, but we're going to save like the gym. I mean, in general, I really want to talk about going to gyms.
Oh, yeah.
Because Bobby used to work at a gym.
I did.
We used to.
I forgot. 6 months.
Block that out of your brain.
It was a transition period.
So, yeah. And I mean, we both have gone to various gyms in our lives. So there's definitely stuff we could talk about with that. But not today. Today is about New Year's resolutions.
All righty.
Not specifically New Year's.
New Year's resolutions.
Because I don't want to go back on what we said. God, what if we don't have our word, then what?
Well, my resolution was to go back on what you said.
Okay. So, your resolution was to talk about New Year's.
I'm done.
Resolution.
I got nothing left to do for the rest of the year.
So I was going to say, I wrote no history lesson about New Year's today because we're not talking about New Year's, but I don't think there is a history lesson. I'm assuming there. The only thing I don't know about that I should have looked up was why there's a ball dropping. Why is that a thing? Did somebody drop a ball at some point and they were like,
Don't drop the ball.
Right at New Year's. Crazy timing. We should do this every year.
Yeah.
Don't know. So,
well, we're not doing the history. We're not talking about New Year's. Talking about New Year.
Yes, exactly.
New Year resolutions.
That's why we're not diving in, like every other holiday. I'm not diving into the history of New Year's because I refuse to talk about New Year's.
Refuse to acknowledge it.
Well, I'm not alone because there was a post I saw on Instagram that was like, make sure you do these things before you celebrate New Year's and to have a better time. And one of them was like, lower your expectations. Basically, like, stop pretending like New Year's is going to be this life-changing, amazing night because it's usually not. So I'm not the only one that thinks New Year's is dumb, okay?
It's
not dumb. It's necessary because we're a culture that
I think if you watch like the history. It'd be funny to watch like a clip from each year for the past, like, let's say 20 years of Times Square. Because watching it this year, everyone was just like,
so weird.
With their camera, with their phones.
Okay, did anybody else watch the New Year's ball drop? Because obviously the majority of people did. But did anybody else feel like, just collectively as a society, everybody just gave up?
Everyone was like, ah.
Everybody was just like, yep.
Here we go again.
It's another year.
No one wants to be here, but... Some of us are being paid. Some of us paid.
There was also a meme going around that there was way less like new year, new me type posts this year.
We're all just like, yeah, whatever.
I think collectively we were like, all right, I guess last year wasn't as bad as the year before that and the year before
Nobody
that.
Wants to jinx it. They just like,
yeah, just every year. All right, it's a new year. Okay. Getting better in some ways, but then not another
way. We'll see what happens.
Oh, God. Yeah, Bobby and I were watching, well, we watched a movie.
It was pretty funny. We were watching a movie and I set a timer to go off at like 11:57. And then I was on a couple channels, like we were on the Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton one. That was weird.
Yeah, what was that about?
That was a little odd.
We turned it on. It was like 3 minutes to midnight. And instead of showing Times Square and all the people and what's going on, I just see Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton in a random concert singing not their song,
no.
A cover of another song, but like in a really weird way.
Was it I Had the Time of My Life?
No.
Hey, I thought it was.
No, it was like, I don't know.
Then we switched
to... Oh, maybe it was.
Then we went to like...
Oh, but then they started talking. They started doing that weird talking to each other.
And then we went to like one station, the Ryan Seacrest one, and you know, that was normal New Year stuff. Then we went to another one. It might have been CNN. I don't know which it was. But they were just like showing like... There was like two screens of like Times Square and no one was talking. It was weird.
Yeah, it was so weird. Know. They didn't have the rights to the conversations.
It was really weird.
It was a very weird...
So we switched to it. We did the countdown.
For 5 minutes.
We looked at each other and said yay, and then we went back to the movie.
I don't even think we kissed. We didn't even have a New Year's kiss.
Nope.
Because we refused.
Refused to acknowledge it.
See, the one time I probably should have looked up the history of something, because I was like, yeah, where did that come in? Like, why do you have to kiss somebody at
midnight? We're not talking about New Year's. Let's move on.
You're right. We're
resolutions.
Not talking about New Year's. My New Year's
hit this topic
to
here.
Not talk about New Year's.
Good. You failed it. Better work on it.
We rang in the New Year's watching Knives Out, Glass Onion. If anybody's
good.
Curious what movie we're watching.
It was a good movie.
Just to let everybody know, we've had a 2-week hiatus from podcasting. And also, I haven't really been filming videos. So coming back, I am all over the place. I'm not. And so is this podcast.
Yep.
But it's perfect for New Year's.
That was our resolution.
It's all over the place. And it's a hot mess.
A hot mess.
But it's still good. So that's how I feel about New Year's. It can still be good. Anyway, so I did some research because that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up. There's eight of the top.
Eight?
Like, yeah, I don't know why top I didn't eight? Go to 10. There was a couple more, but I didn't. Like,
you didn't like him?
I didn't like him. So I was like,
these are Lauren's top eight.
I'll mention them.
Your classical top eight.
I thought they were the same as the other ones that, I don't know.
Repeating?
Yeah. So anyway, there was an analysis done asking people what their New Year's resolutions were for 2022. And the number one was to exercise more.
No way.
Shocker.
So shocked.
Followed by number two, eat healthier. Followed by number three, lose weight. I like, it's just all, I mean, I guess you're supposed to be specific with your New Year's, so I guess that makes sense. So yeah, the top three had to do with exercise, eating healthier, and losing weight.
Shocker. I think
that's every year.
Yeah.
I even looked back at the last 2 years.
Most people want to be healthier and lose weight. And
why do you need a resolution to do it? Can't you just be like, I want to do that now?
Because life doesn't, I don't know. We're not.
Nobody wants.
We're not set up for a good, healthy lifestyle, the way we run things here in this world.
Well, also our biology. Like when you eat something that's high in fat and sugar and stuff, your body's like, ooh, this is good. Eat more of this. So you have to like fight back on.
Yes.
Your body's confused.
Fight the urge.
Yeah. Your body's confused because it thinks that that's what you need, because back in like caveman times, it would keep you full. Yeah, and
we used to run around and chase animals.
Now and fat was more scarce. So when you did get it, fat or sugar, you were like, oh, Well, sugar's more dopamine, I think, but fats.
Give me that.
Your body
fats.
Likes fats.
Oh, yeah.
Number four is to spend more time with friends and family. That's nice.
It's all very stereotypical.
Well, what did you want me to do?
If they
number
had asked,
five is to buy a pirate ship and share and sail across.
That sounds awesome.
Atlantic Ocean.
If they asked me, I'd have been like, learn to fly. Like a plane? No. Like Superman.
Like Superman.
I've been trying every year.
I'm still alive. I've fallen a
lot. I haven't elevated yet. I thought I had it 1 year.
Number five is to live more economically.
Does that have to do with the current state of our economy?
Yeah. Well, these are 2022 resolutions.
Yeah.
So that was up. That wasn't as prominent in past years. It's more prominent this year. Number six is to spend less time on social media.
That's mine.
Yeah.
It is.
I know. We're going to talk about that next.
We are.
What our resolutions are. Maybe we can give you some ideas.
I have an idea and I think it's working so far.
Well, that's good.
I'd say I'm off to a good start.
Number seven is to reduce stress on the job. And number eight is to quit smoking.
What?
Cigarettes.
Good.
Okay.
This is they not should a be illegal.
This is not a smoking. Well, no, because then you'd have to make anything that could cause cancer illegal.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, when you say it that way, it's or like alcohol. Then why wouldn't you make alcohol illegal?
Because
it can lead to liver disease.
Yeah. All right.
Some people are addicted to it and it's bad and it can cause you to harm yourself or other people. I mean,
I don't have
just
an answer.
To be clear, I'm not an advocate for smoking. I hate it. I think it's dumb, but I'm just saying if you ban one thing, it's a slippery slope.
Let's slide down that slope and see where we go.
Although, yeah, I can't think of anything that's known to cause cancer that I would miss. I mean, besides processed red meats, I guess from time to time.
Some fast food burgers.
I bet somebody who's listening to this is like, what? What do you mean processed red meat causes cancer?
What do you mean?
It's a carcinogen. So is burnt food. Well, yeah. Hot dog's a processed red meat. That's why when you burnt the Brussels sprouts on New Year's, I didn't want to eat them because I knew they were a carcinogen.
They were charred, not burnt.
They were burnt. If a food tastes like charcoal,
I followed
in your mouth.
The directions. I think they were just too small, Brussels sprouts. They were good, though, on the inside.
I like the vibe that is this podcast. We're starting off the year very coherent and put together.
Yeah.
Actually, so we're filming this like 3 days into the new year.
January 3rd.
But you won't hear it till next week. So
correct.
By next week, we should hopefully have our stuff together.
I think we're doing fine.
I think we're doing great.
I think this is absolutely wonderful.
Besides
not having a history lesson, I think our podcast is going...
Everybody's going to rage now because there was no history lesson about New Year's.
That's what everyone says. They're all like, ooh,
that's
the history.
That's their favorite part of the podcast is the history.
Is Lauren's teachings. Lauren's teaching time.
Can you imagine I just come back in the next episode? I'm like, before we get into the new topic, I have to give
I have
you
some
a list.
Stuff we missed in last episode.
Oh, so now we can talk about our New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
I'm trying to stay somewhat.
My resolution, because Lauren... You had...
Oh, it's my fault?
No! You said it's best actionable.
Yes, that was also... So I can skip to that. My number one resolution tip that I learned was if you make a resolution... I'll jump ahead before we go. Studies show that only 16% of New Year's resolutions are actually successful. There's a little creepy fact for you, I guess.
It seems like an accurate stat to me.
Only 16% of all of you are gonna actually follow through with your New Year's resolution. And I also actually have afterwards, I have six reasons why your resolutions will fail.
Oh.
But one of your tips on how to make it succeed that I've learned that really helps is that you have to make an actionable resolution.
Yep.
Which by that, I mean a more precise, detailed resolution, not a general one. So if you, so all the ones I just read are general. Yeah. It's like to spend less time on social media. And then it's like, okay, well, what does that look like? How much time do you want to spend on social media? What apps do you not want to, Google, no. Google, no.
Okay. I don't know why.
I don't know why. I didn't say it.
It's just like, you need help. All right, I'm here.
Maybe because I said
so my actionable New Year's resolution, I set the limit on my phone for Twitter and Instagram that I can only use it an hour a day. And my goal is to keep going lower and lower.
So, an hour a day is pretty low. I think the standard is what? 4 hours, I think, a day?
Well, I want to be better. I want to be less. Good. Now, yesterday something happened with us in sports that made me go back on so I could stay up to date on it, which is fine. But why it was helpful is when I'm, let's say I'm like with Melody and we're playing and she's playing happily by herself. I'll often take my phone out, scroll through Twitter real quick, see what's going on. And then I'm like, what am I doing? I put it away. But now when I hit my time limit and I go to see that and then like the icon is grayed out and I can go in and ignore it, but it's a little bit more of a barrier now. And I think it will help me.
It's accountability.
Exactly. It makes me think like, oh. It's so natural for me just to go on my phone, boom, go right where Twitter is, open it, start scrolling. Now I'm going to see it grayed out. I'm like, oh yeah. And it happened yesterday. I was sitting there and I went to, it's so like, it's such a automatic reaction. Just go in my pocket, grab my phone and I'm like, just scrolling. Well,
it's the same thing with anything. It's like, there's times where I think I'm eating healthy and then I'll go on the scale and I'm like, what the heck? I've been eating healthy. How dare me not lose weight? And then our trainer will be like, well, maybe next week, like track every single thing that you eat. And then by a couple days in, I'm like, oh, I went over my calorie limit like three times.
It's like, oh, those late night snacks.
Because you don't realize, you think in your head, you're like, well, I'm eating healthy. But then at the same time, you might be eating like maybe the sauces you're adding are adding way more calories and fat than you realize.
A lot of sugar in that sauce.
Yeah. So it's accountability, which is one of the.
Yes. So the for me, fail, my so. Resolution is to spend less time on social media. And as of now.
3 days in.
3 days in. Well, I only set it up yesterday because I remembered my resolution. I forgot it right away. It's going good because I feel like I have that accountability and we'll see how it goes.
But you had an actionable. You said I'm you making an hour. Action.
Yep.
And you wanted, and you looked, found a way to like have something help you.
Because I had it on Instagram, but through Instagram, it would tell me. And it was just very like, you'd open it and you'd be on. And it's like, oh, your time's up. And it's like, you just hit okay and it goes away. And it's like, well.
And then it's like, welcome back.
At least on the phone, you have to like go in and like, you can either use it for a minute, 15 minutes or ignore it. So I would just keep doing like 15 minutes when I needed it. But at least now I will be able to like. Hold myself accountable. It's like, all right, I'm doing this again, or I'm taking another 15 minutes, whatever it may be. But
well, the problem is because you don't realize how much time passes.
Yeah.
Unless somebody tells you how much time has passed.
Yeah. Like I went on yesterday to go look at the news and I saw someone message me and I'm like, oh, I want to get back to this person because it's kind of timely. And I'm typing a message like, oh, your minute's up. I'm like, oh yeah, shit. So I did another 15 minutes.
Oh, well, I guess I'm not writing.
Oh, well, sorry. Phone said no.
Sorry.
That's it. That's
took my, me too long to type
that's
it
my
out.
Actionable resolution.
That's good.
What is yours?
I have a couple. You only have the one?
Jeez.
No, that's a good one. I feel like, I know when we had a social media discussion, you were already not wanting to be on it as much.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of you for thanks. Making an actionable resolution and following through. You don't need another one.
I want to.
Are you looking through
exercise more? I want to eat healthier, lose weight, and spend time with my friends and family. Live more economically. I think I live pretty economically.
No, you don't.
I do.
How many times do you buy something because you saw it and you're like, this is cool, and you buy it?
Oh, you mean like this
and
hat?
And then within like a month or two, you never use it again.
Let's get on Bobby for all his faults again.
What do you mean?
Well, I think I live.
I mean, it's
somewhat.
Fine. It's not like you're spending.
Yeah, but I bought a hat.
It's not like you're spending recklessly.
No, I went out and bought a car.
Picking on you.
I'll pick on you.
You can.
What is your resolution? How many resolutions do you have?
I'm aware of my faults. I have, well, I have two like actionable ones.
That's then, it?
Yeah.
Just
one,
two?
It's one more than you.
But mine's like really good.
I mean, yours is. I can't. I want to. No. I want to get away from social media.
But you use it for business. I use it for distraction.
Yes. I went through a crisis, guys, like right before the New Year's. Can I just talk about?
Go ahead.
I was having a bad week the week right before New Year's anyway. And then just one of the days I was super down. And in my head, I was just like, everybody just like wastes their time watching these vertical short videos. And like,
and you want to put more time into it.
And at the, yeah. And at the end of the day,
like shorts are the future.
Even when I like, even when I myself are consuming that media, I just feel like empty afterwards. And I don't like the feeling of feel like, yes, do I have a laugh here and there? Sure. Yeah. But like, I get way more satisfaction out of watching like a TV show or a movie or a YouTube video, though? A well done YouTube video.
Do what? You?
Yeah, I do.
You just say that.
What?
Measure it. What's the action? Okay. How can you measure it?
So anyway, so I was having like a little crisis, like end of the year crisis of, do I want to contribute to this? Do I really want to like keep, like make short content and contribute to this thing that I think is like actually starting to harm people? Cause like, I see how you get sucked into it and you're like sending me like 50 shorts videos and then I don't even have time to watch all them cause I'm busy. And then like, if I get sucked into it, I'm up to like 12:30 looking at it. And then at the end, I'm just like, why did I do that? None of them even stood out to me or like helped me in any way in my life. So yeah, I was going through a crisis of not having a point where I was like, I don't understand the world right now. And I feel like there's way more important things that I'm not concentrating on. And then I also had a crisis of, oh my God, if I start trying to make more short form content, I'm contributing to this thing that I know is not good. So yeah, I was having a little crisis right before.
Yeah, I'm not on.
I still don't know where I stand on all of it, but I feel not as down on myself about it.
Yeah, as a side note, I know like everyone's all about shorts and TikTok and all the short form content. I think it's going to fade out. I don't think it's going to last. Well, let me just give my thoughts.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to last for pretty much everything you just said. It's a distraction. There's not much value to it. I don't think they're going to be able to monetize it well. I think if they start putting ads or whatever they start doing.
Oh,
I,
it'll never make as much as like.
Yeah.
A bigger.
It's going to be like a vine that was around and then it couldn't be sustainable and then it collapsed on itself.
The only hope that you have for, so the only thing I use it for now is you can gain, this is like the catch 22. You gain a new audience easier and quicker.
But I don't.
From shorts, but that audience does not care about you.
I think that's artificial though.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Like they're using it now, they're on shorts, people are into it. Eventually that's gonna fade out because that form of content isn't sustainable. I don't think it's, I think, creators are going to get burnt out on it. I think people are going to get burnt out on it. People are like, we just have come to the realization that, you know, what is this, is such like junk foody content
it,
to
it
consume.
Is that's what it is. It's like it's like the food. Fast food,
it's fast food content. When you watch a video, whether it's for entertainment or informational, you're sitting down, you're enjoying it, you're taking it in, whatever. But when you're just scrolling, if you scroll for like, let's say 20 minutes and I'm like, all right, can you tell me about what were your five favorite videos? You're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
So that's just, I just don't, you know, I have a lot of like premonitions about things and I'm pretty much always right. So I think that this, I think by the end of 2023, short form content is going to be on the downslope. And by probably the following year, I don't think all these companies are going to be putting in. I think TikTok is going to get banned in America. That's just my thoughts. I don't have any, like.
I also think it's going to within
political
within
stance
the, I think
or whatever.
It's going to take longer than you anticipate because everything is super slow.
Yeah.
but from the way that I've heard.
Like I just think people are going to be burnt
about,
out
about it and how the government feels about it.
Yeah.
Both Democrat and Republican.
I don't think it's going to just go away, but I think it's going to fade
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you could still, and even if they did ban it in the US, you could technically, there's ways to still get it.
Yeah.
but it would not be as easily accessible and would probably fade. But the I was saying the only place it makes sense to me is YouTube. I don't like how much it's saturated YouTube, though. Like, if I go to my subscription tab is unusable.
Well, we know
why. I should
why.
Bring that up to my
We know why manager. It is the way it is. Because TikTok is YouTube's biggest competitor. And
well,
the
yeah,
way
I
that
know why they did.
YouTube is doing what they're doing is because they want to compete with TikTok. Yeah. And then once it fades away, they'll be like, oh, okay, come back to all our other stuff.
And also,
which is smart on
if
them.
If TikTok were to get banned in the US, like, that would be everybody's next spot.
Yeah.
It would be like when they absorbed the Viners, like Logan Paul and Liza Koshy and all, and David Dobrik.
Keep taking them in.
They're already starting to absorb some big TikTokers. Yeah.
Because there's no...
Like, we're going on a tangent.
I know.
What happened to resolutions?
My resolution is that you all should stop using TikTok and short-form content.
My resolution is to convince everybody to stop.
It's bad. I got to tell myself that, too, but I understand.
Yeah, that's why I said. We're
not
a
fast food. It's fast food.
It's quick.
You're sitting down, eating your lunch. You have 10, 20 minutes. You're... I don't know, going to the bathroom, you're sitting there and then...
But it's constant stimulation.
Yeah.
There's no... That's why when I'm eating lunch, I don't like watching. I like watching one longer...
So because you wanted to like do more focus into short form content, I started paying attention to what I was getting. A lot of what I get is cut down long form content, whether it's a podcast or a video or a clip from a TV show or a movie. I would say 50%, maybe more, of is long form stuff cut down.
Not mine.
A lot of it is not intentionally made short form content.
Yeah.
I would say it's about 50-50.
I think the most successful content, though, is cut down or is actual short form created content, though.
I've
seen.
Yeah, but a lot of times, like, I'll see, like.
Oh, I had one go viral that was a cut down of a video from 3 years ago, and it just randomly went viral. So. I don't know. But like I said, I wanted to start doing it once a week to bring in, because YouTube's doing this shift right now where long form content is not bringing in new people like almost at all.
Because they're forcing content creators to make short form content.
Yeah. And then when I post a short, I make like the same, if not way more like new subs, but then it doesn't translate into my regular videos. So it's like, well, why? I don't want to be a shorts creator. So why am I trying to get this audience that really likes shorts, but doesn't care about.
If I were you, I would just hire someone to like you.
Cut down. The.
Just cut. Don't make. If you have a funny idea, sure, but don't focus on it.
Yeah.
That's my resolution for you.
Well, which leads into my resolutions. Well, I had one more important resolution, but my second important resolution was I wanted to hire on more help for my YouTube channel because I'm still trying to juggle too many things on my own, including like thumbnails is like takes
That's
so much.
That's the biggest.
I'm trying to find like I've had help with thumbnails in the past, but it's more so been like me coaching somebody to basically, and I feel like by the time I would tell somebody exactly what I wanted, send them everything, it's like, why didn't I just do it? It would have taken the same amount of time. So what I'm trying to do is find somebody who knows YouTube thumbnails, is willing to like spend the time and energy to keep up to date with what works best at, like in thumbnail creation. And then like, obviously I'll coach them the first couple, but after that I want somebody that like knows what I'm looking for before, basically like my editor, Emily.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
She knows, I don't have to coach her.
You want
all
someone
anymore.
That will give you a thumbnail and you can just be like, oh, change this. They change it and you're good.
Yeah. I want to give them some assets or even give them like one or two assets and being like, hey, can you go find this image from the game? Like, I think this would work well or I don't know what would work well. Can you just look at other people's thumbnails, see what kind of like images they used from the game and then try to create our own. Like, I need somebody who can kind of take the reins and not
absolutely.
Be afraid to like play around with stuff. And
well, hopefully
give
the person that you have initially reached out to.
Well, I have a couple, so I'm testing them out. I hate like, hiring people. I'm not good at, I started YouTube for fun. So like trying to do all this business stuff is not fun for me. I don't like telling somebody that like, it's not working out. I don't like telling somebody.
No one likes that, Lauren. That's just part of life.
Some people might. Maybe they get like power over viewing.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think
you're
many.
Fine.
You're fine. I don't think many people enjoy that.
Like telling somebody.
I'm sure the people who say they do go home at night and sit there with a bottle of alcohol and
after they
cry into their internally cry. I'm a terrible person.
So yeah, that was one of my big goals. And I already started doing that last week.
Yep.
So I think this week is like a trial week for one of the people. I have a call with another person. And then the other position was trying to find somebody to help me with YouTube Shorts in the essence of like telling me what they think, because I have no idea what works. I will cut down a video from 3 years ago and it'll go viral out of nowhere. And then I'll cut down another similar video like from a while back and it'll just fall flat. And then I'll create one new thing and it'll take off. And then I create something else that like I think is in the same wheelhouse and then it falls flat. It's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, but you also gotta realize not everything you make is gonna like take off.
For anybody who like is too nervous to start YouTube or they think that it's not gonna go anywhere, I also saw somebody else post about this, that this is the best time to do it right now because YouTube is pushing out content based on your videos and not based on your like influence or subscriber count. So I think that's why I've noticed my stats have dropped. Like, so I have some videos that like do as well as they did. Well, also I got to stop comparing to 2020 because that was like everybody was home watching videos and they keep trying to tell us for our mental health, like us as in YouTubers, to stop comparing yourself to that. Also now you have the problem of like comparing yourself to another channel that's doing shorts and you're like, I've been doing this for 10 years and like my numbers are good, but this person just started doing shorts a year ago and they're making like, they have like 100 million views. And like, when you look at that, you're like,
see how they do
oh
for
my
the
God.
Next 4 years.
But then you realize like they're not making any money. So technically like not that money matters, but like you can't build a business on no money. That's not how it works. And then like a lot of them will start trying to push like products or the regular content and then it doesn't do well. Like nobody cares. That's why it's like such a weird.
That's why I don't think it's going to be sustained. I don't think it's going to last.
I think like there's certain people who can do it well and people actually care about them. But the majority of people, you are like a fast. Yeah, you're fast food you're fast to somebody. Food. Like
it's not sustainable.
Like I was just going to say, actually, this would probably. But I was going to say McDonald's. I'll go buy a burger from them. But if they pitch me, hey, do you want to buy a McDonald's designer bag? I was thinking that in my head. I was like, actually, yeah, I would probably. I want that. What does that look like? But it's like that same concept. It's like if I'm getting something fast from you and I don't have to invest much time. Well, I guess if they were like, do you want to, I'm trying to think of a better comparison than a hand, like a designer bag, limited edition designer bags.
You'll go to McDonald's once, let's say a week or a month to have a treat. But you're not going to want to eat it every day. You're not going to want a meal plan. You're not going to want to get your, if McDonald's said, hey, we can offer you a delivery meal plan service. Get your breakfast, lunch, and dinner from us.
Some people might be like, yes. Well, that's what I mean. Like some people, that's their thing. They care about.
Fine. Eat what you want to eat. Live how you want to live. And then when you have issues, deal with it.
But I can't even, you know what the thing is? I can't even like TikTok. Like I know people's faces. I'm like, oh yeah, it's that guy that does whatever. But like, I don't know their names. I don't know their brand. I don't know their, whereas like YouTube, I'm like, oh, that's Cody Co. That's like, I don't know. It's a different connection, but we've gone off track. Let's digress again. Well, that was part of the resolutions too.
Yes.
I'm working through my feelings on the new landscape.
So we do.
That is social media because I live in it. But you don't have to, so you should stay. If I didn't work or live in this, like I keep imagining a time in my life where I get to like quote unquote retire, whatever that looks like, and I can like not be on social media for a month if I want, and then just like come back and be like, oh, you know what? I want to post about my life again. But right now, I feel like I can't do that without everything imploding. So So my other resolution is to try and get a healthier relationship with social media in the working sense. I feel like I have a pretty healthy relationship with it in a personal sense because I'm tired of it. So I never want to be on it when I don't have to be. But the other easier one that won't make me go on a tangent about social media stuff is I wanted to start waking up an hour earlier than Melody. Again, another actionable, like, okay, Melody. And we're lucky, like Melody usually wakes up around 8:30. Lately she's been starting to wake up earlier, so of course like
right when we change,
literally the day I started doing it like Monday. I started. I woke up at 7:30. She woke up at 7:45. I was like, uh-oh. And then this morning, kind of the same thing. She'll like fall back asleep though, and I left her in there for like on and off. But yeah, so we'll see how it goes this week. But if she starts waking up at like 7:45, I'm gonna have to start waking up at 7, which is gonna suck.
People out there are like, I wake up at 5:30.
Oh, I know. Some people are probably. Well, also to be fair, I end up not. We put her. She goes to bed later, and then we go to bed late. So I need the 8 hours. So that's why if I'm waking up at 7:30,
I only sleep for 5 hours, and I can do it.
Well, that's unhealthy. Man. I know it's not a big deal, especially for people whose kids wake up at like 6 a.m. Because I do know some moms.
Yeah, well,
moms
I keep telling you, like, get ready, because once she goes to school, we're going to have to be up early anyway.
Yeah.
So.
So this is my, like, but why are you going to downplay my resolution? This is a big deal for me. I used to wake up at like 8:30, 8:40, because I would wake up when she woke up. And then I realized it was a bad start to my morning because I didn't have time to do anything for myself. I literally would, like, get up and go get her. And then just like start my day from there. I like having that time in the morning. Now I can either get ready or go have coffee and try to do a couple like laptop things quietly in the kitchen. And then you're more like, the reason I came up with that resolution was I came across a YouTube video of a mom trying to do it for a week, like wake up before her kids for a week. And she said how nice it was. And she had more energy during the day. And she actually enjoyed going to get her kid in the morning because she already had her time. So then she was excited to go see her kid.
Coffee.
Not like, oh, I'm waking up. Like she woke me up and then like going to get her. It's like a different.
Yeah. Well, because we are in the same room, I will also be waking up early.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been getting up early too.
But yeah, like there's some days where I'd wake up naturally early. And what would I do is go on my phone and just scroll through crap. But there was a few times where I would actually just get up, go downstairs, make my coffee.
So I've been doing that too, which I have to stop. Like I'll wake up. Well, it's okay. I think I'm going to allow myself the first 10 minutes because I'm still waking up. So when I'm like trying to wake up and not go back to sleep, I'll grab my phone immediately.
It does help you kind of wake up.
So it helps me like wake a little bit. But if I have to give myself a time limit or else I'll just lay there for a half hour catching up on stuff and not wanting to get out of bed. So yeah, those are my two big resolutions. And then of course, like every year I feel like my last one was trying to just be healthy mentally and physically, but that's not an actionable thing. So I've been leaving that out a little bit because I don't know what that looks like. I mean, I know what it looks like. I mean, I'm going to therapy.
All right, my second resolution is to stop eating snacks at night.
There you go.
Because I know that's a reason that I have not been able to lose more weight than I want to or whatever. But
every time I'm like, we can't eat this late. You're like, doesn't matter.
Because I don't have self-control or discipline. So I'm going to make a resolution that after dinner, I'll allow myself one little dessert, whatever that may be. And that's it. No more snacking.
Unless you want to snack on something.
Well, yeah.
Very healthy.
Almonds. I got to get back on the almond train.
Well, even that, you can't have too many because it's fat.
Yeah, but it's good fat.
It doesn't matter. It's still fat. Just like good sugar is still sugar.
Mm. Well, but what does good even mean?
So you can have like a cucumber.
Oh, sick. A cucumber?
Or a celery.
Or I do grape. Like celery.
I used to have grapes for a snack.
Isn't there sugar in there?
Back. Yeah, you're not supposed to, but it's better than something else. It's better. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 16% of New Year's resolutions fail. So hopefully we're not part of that. if you have a resolution that's generic, just saying right now, this is your sign to make it actionable. So if your resolution is, I want to lose weight, an actionable resolution is, okay, I want to lose X amount of pounds. What's it called? In what's your time frame? Yeah. Like, don't
start easy. You're like, I want to lose one pound this month.
Yeah. Well, here.
Because that means you don't gain weight. So that's good.
Here's six.
And if you lose more, then you're ahead of the game.
Well, going along with that, there's six reasons your resolutions will fail.
Oh, sweet.
So don't do these. Number one is setting unrealistic resolutions.
I want to lose 25 pounds every month.
Yeah, that's unrealistic. You got to make sure whatever your resolution is, it's an actual realistic for you resolution.
I want to have abs.
Also, number two is lack of accountability. Because if you tell somebody you want to lose weight for resolution, like, the only person that's going to hold you accountable is yourself. Dana from The Office isn't going to be like, how much did you lose this week? You told me you were losing weight for New Year's. So lack of accountability. That's why Bobby set up his social media, like,
yep,
thing, because you're the app or the Apple,
the timer or whatever.
Yeah, because that holds him accountable mm-hmm. in some way. I mean, he still has to hold himself accountable because he could just say, ignore okay, it, but go. If you want to lose weight and exercise, maybe get a trainer.
Just going to say that.
They're going to hold you accountable.
Or go to a class if you can't afford to
sign up for a class. If you spend money on something, you're more likely going to go.
That as well.
So that you don't waste your money.
Go to a class so you have someone that's helping you. Have a friend
that you're both committed to doing it and holding each other accountable.
Yeah.
Like,
my biggest advice is don't be intimidated. I know that's like a blanket statement, but.
I was really scared when we first went.
Just go and training. Just do it. Put your headphones on and don't look at other people. Don't care what other people are doing or saying. Who cares? If you're at the gym, you already won. Just go.
Yeah.
Just go. Give yourself a minimum of 30 minutes if that's one of your resolutions, just to lose weight. Just go. Do a little bit at a time. And if you can keep that up, you know.
It's baby steps.
Baby steps.
It's, I'm going to go to the gym. If you're not going at all, I'm going to go to the gym once this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the gym twice next week. Like, just baby steps don't seem so scary. And then you'll eventually
start by going to, maybe they have a free class. Go to that free class. Then you sign up for that class. And then, yeah, you can do it.
I should start doing classes. Yeah. What's the face? I do get really nervous around, like, working out around other people. I don't know why. Even though we were just saying to not be that way.
I never had that problem, but I understand that is a roadblock for a lot of people, especially if you are very much out of shape and you see other people who are very much in shape.
That's like I used to love Zumba, but I used to hate it at the same time because there was people that obviously went all the time and knew so all the moves. And I was just,
see, I would back, look at like, them and be like, oh, I try to learn from them. I'd use them as motivation.
True.
Or if you see people in the gym doing things and you like try to learn from their technique or what they're doing or how they're doing stuff instead of like, oh my God, they're so much better than me. Okay, let's figure out what they're doing and then try to apply that. Also, another little tip, don't overdo it. If your maximum, let's say you go and do pushups, something super simple, and the max amount of pushups you can do is 10, but then you're tired and you're sore. Don't do 10, do 5. And the next day, do 5. And the next day, do 5. Baby, the next week, try to do 6. And then the following week, do 7. And work your way up to things. Don't be so... And that's like a general life rule. Like, don't waste all your energy trying to get to your max and then you're burnt out and you're tired. Work your way up to it.
Reason 3 is no tracking / review. So, like, you're doing with how much time, but also, tracking, habit tracking. It's fun. Number 4 is lack of planning. So if you're like, I'm going to eat healthier, but then you didn't plan out, it's like, okay, well, what does that mean for you? Like, are you going to cut out processed carbs or junk food or have an actionable, you got to be actionable.
Instead of eating McDonald's in the morning, make yourself some oatmeal or something.
But what about that McDonald's delivery service that you said they were offering?
That brings us today's sponsor, McDonald's meal delivery.
Oh my God. Number 5 is self-doubt. So just, like you were saying, doubting yourself.
Yeah.
And then just not doing it. If you're like, oh, I can't lose weight. And then you just don't.
I think the best tip for that is just, like I said, baby steps. If you, like, you know, we keep using the example, if you want to go to the gym, start small. Like,
that's most people's resolution is,
well, most people, I would exercise. Say, I would say the majority of people are out of shape.
Including me. Even though I work out every
week. I mean, I'm a lot stronger than I've ever been, but I would definitely could go to lose like 20, 30 pounds. But the best way I've learned to get over that self-doubt, because in the beginning of my workout, I was very weak. But I worked my way up. I slowly did things. And then that's the best way to do it is take baby steps. Don't overdo it.
I like that where everybody's like New Year's therapist this episode.
Trying. and trying to help.
And we're ourselves there.
Giving tips that have helped me.
Well, reason number six and the last reason your resolution will fail, it will fail, is your why is unclear. So why are you
doing it?
Why are you doing this resolution?
Yeah.
So if it's like, I don't know, you want to learn guitar. Why do you want to learn guitar? Is it just something you've always wanted to do?
Because I want to play.
Or do you want to impress girls or guys? You need to know your why. Like, why do you want to lose weight? Is it because you want to feel more confident or health? Do you want to just be healthier? Do you not need to lose weight? Do you just want to get stronger and exercise more? You got to decide. Are you doing it for yourself or for other people? Because if you're doing it for other people, it's never going to work out. You got to do it for yourself.
Or both.
I guess.
Well, because like part of my motivation is to be healthier so I can live healthier to, you know, be around when I'm older Melody and you and et cetera.
Et cetera.
Yeah. I use that as motivation a lot.
I guess also don't load up. Every now and then, because it's the beginning of the year, I'm like, I want to start doing this. Oh, I should start doing, like, I want to start learning embroidery. Is that an
embroidery?
Embroidery.
Interesting.
And cross stitching. Mainly because I came across on Etsy that you could make old school pixel gaming characters with embroidery because it's like a grid.
Yeah, it's easy.
And I was like, ooh, I really want to make a bunch of like pixel.
So do it.
And you can do it on clothes. So if I have like a jean jacket that is boring or a shirt that's boring, and I was like, ooh, I want to put like an embroidered whatever on it. I love embroidered clothing. I think that's where it stemmed from. Anytime I find an embroidered clothing item, I love it. I don't know why. It's just like the texture. It's usually a little more expensive because they have to hand do it. That's one of my weird things. And also, I want to start reading more, which I say all the time and it always fails.
The five things so far? Yeah,
that's why I said I'm loading too many resolutions on. That's why I'm focused on the main two that I talked about, /3. These are all like side quests, like embroidery.
That's good. Yeah.
And then like if I have time or if I feel like it. And then also I wanted to read more, but I feel like I say that every year and I don't. So
I never do.
So my thing is to maybe listen to audiobooks instead because I listen to podcasts a lot.
Yeah.
So I need to just like cycle through podcasts and audiobooks, and then I'm technically still reading the book that I wanted to read. I think that's it. I feel like I've
been... Like that, just a recap, just whatever your resolution or goals may be, just don't overwhelm yourself. Take baby steps, like we said. Don't burn yourself out.
Make them actionable.
Slow, gradual progress over time is the way that you have lasting, sustainability.
When you're listening to this, it's going to be like almost two weeks since New Year's. If you haven't started yet, don't feel bad. Time is just a construct.
Exactly. Time is
just because it's 2 weeks past the new year doesn't mean that you have to give up on your resolution. Yeah,
but it is a good time to self-reflect and think, how can you better yourself? So
yeah, it's also the quieter.
Try something.
Quote unquote quieter part of the year for most people because the weather is meh. Nobody's really planning much, at least for me. This is the quieter part of the year. So I get to work on new things like my office. Oh yeah, that's my other resolution. I'm going to start making my office like a nice space that I actually want to be in, because that'll help with work stress and wanting to be in there. So I got lots of stuff to work on.
Damn. Good luck.
I'm stressed out now. Too many things.
No, one thing
I'm
at a time.
I'm just going to do one thing at a time. This week I'm focused on getting new people set up to try and help me with work and waking up earlier. Those are my two things. Once I'm good with those, then I can move on to like the next thing.
Sounds good.
So I looked up creepy stuff for New Year's and I couldn't find any.
New Year's resolutions?
Yeah. Well, I looked up so somebody had a prompt that was like, what's your worst New Year's resolution you ever made? I was like, oh, that's good. We could go over those. But then
good ones?
It was people asking for people to submit them, but you couldn't see the submissions. Oh. And I saw it on all different websites. I was like, okay, well, this is... And then there's a lot that were, not scary or creepy, just weird. And then there's a lot of like New Year's Eve partying stories that weren't that creepy, just kind of embarrassing. So while I was researching, I don't know why, but two sentence horror story articles came up, which I think I've talked about before, but they're some of my favorite little tidbit scary stories. And I couldn't think of another episode topic where I could squeeze these in. So we're doing it today. I was trying to think of a better segue for the new year. Can you think of any? Oh, I know. Oh, wait, no. I was just about to say, oh, we went into 2022. I'm like, wait, no, nope, we're in 2023. Well, whatever. There's two twos in the number. So,
so 2 minute so horror stories.
Two sentence horror stories.
Oh, 2 seconds. Not two minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Two sentences. So it's like it's kind of like a joke. It's like there's it's like a two sentence joke. It's like the
setup and the
setup and the punchline. But real it's quick. Scary. A lot of these made me go, I don't like that. Some of them are dumb.
Gave you goosebumps.
Yeah. And I was doing it last night, which is never good. I should never do it at night.
To add on your resolution.
My resolution, be, don't
once
script.
You go, once you lay in bed, put your phone away and don't do anything. Just stare.
I have been doing that. It's been
in
a lot.
Darkness.
I have been doing that the last couple of weeks. It's been really good. Like not going on my phone.
Good.
Except last night, but I was looking up office decorations for my cozy gaming office that I'm trying to make. So, but anyway, are you ready?
No.
For the 2 minute.
Now
you and me saying it.
I need two minutes, please.
Two sentence.
Can we sit here for
stories?
2 minutes in silence while I gather my composure?
Sure. I'm sure the podcast listeners will love.
Just want to hear me breathing.
To not hear anything for a solid 2 minutes.
All right, I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. Okay. Ready? There.
Okay.
This one I feel like I've heard before, like a bunch of times, but there was a picture in my phone of me sleeping. I live alone.
Dum, dum, dum.
that's just to warm you
up. We've heard that one.
My sister says that mommy killed her. Mommy says that I don't have a sister.
Oh.
That one, at first, when I first read it, scared me. And then I reread it and I was like, wait, what?
She has an imaginary sister.
Or the mom's lying to her and did kill her sister.
Sure.
I think you might have heard this one before too, but you hear your mom calling you into the kitchen. As you are heading down the stairs, you hear a whisper from the closet saying, "Don't go down there, honey. I heard it too."
No.
Have you not heard that one before?
Nope. That was a lot of goosebumps there.
Goose pimples? What is that from? That's from a show.
I don't remember.
Goose pimples? You're giving me goose pimples. Oh, I hate this one. I can't move, breathe, speak, or hear, and it's so dark all the time. If I knew it would be this lonely, I would have been cremated instead.
Ah!
I'm sorry.
Some people are like, ooh, it sounds nice.
Sounds nice.
Being peace and quiet, finally.
Finally. I always wonder that. If deciding where your final resting place will be will actually impact.
I want to be launched into space and just float into the abyss.
That would be interesting, though. You would just, because you would go on forever. You could just see stuff forever.
Yeah, that's.
If, well, sorry.
I'm going to work that into our will.
If this scary story is correct, like you just have a consciousness that like hovers around where your final resting place is. But if you're buried in a cemetery, maybe
you got a bunch of friends.
You have like maybe you can like you
that's
have
why
consciousness with other
there's
people.
There's ghosts all the time.
But if you were cremated, then your consciousness would be like in the air and spread you could go
out.
Anywhere.
Yeah, could become anything. I just want to be launched into space and forever explore the galaxy.
You got to talk to Elon Musk.
Ugh.
Okay. I awoke to the sound of the baby monitor crackling with a voice comforting my firstborn child. As I adjusted to a new position, my arm brushed against my wife sleeping next to me.
No.
I always hate baby monitors. My daughter won't stop crying and screaming in the middle of the night. I visit her grave and ask her to stop, but it doesn't help.
Ah.
I love quick horror stories.
Ah.
I don't know why. Growing up with cats and dogs, I got used to the sound of scratching at my door while I slept. Now that I live alone, it is much more unsettling. Then somebody commented on it and was like, yeah, there's a lot of safety in having a pet in your house because you can just blame any weird noise on them and go back to sleep.
It was the dog. He's sleeping in the bed. Hmm.
There is nothing like the laughter of a baby unless it's 1 a.m. and you're home alone. That was kind of funny.
I like that one.
So there was a game, like an indie short game that was made around this short story, I remember. I'm tucking my son into bed when he tells me, Daddy, please check for monsters under the bed. I look underneath for his amusement and I see him, another him, under the bed staring back at me, quivering and whispering, Daddy, there's somebody on my bed.
You're so good. My resolution is to not hear these again.
My blind date texted that he'd finally arrived and was sorry for being 15 minutes late to pick me up. The issue was we'd already been driving for 10 minutes. I don't like that one. That was the last one I like put down. There was another one. It was like, but I think it was supposed to be a short story, not a 2-sentence one, but I'll just end on it. There was a man that went into that got lost in the woods and went into a cabin. It was unsettling for him to fall asleep at night with all of the portraits of people staring at him. In the morning when he awoke, he realized there was no portraits, just windows. I'll leave you on that one.
Thanks. I feel great.
I just said that from memory, too, for those that didn't see
it. That was pretty good.
I've heard that one before. That's why.
That was cool.
But it came up in the 2-sentence ones, and I was like, it was more of a short story that they tried to condense, but it still works. Do you have goosebumps?
I have quite a few. Phases came in and out of goosebumps. I felt great.
I don't know why I love... Oh.
They are cool, because it's like...
Well, one was like...
It's like short form content of horror stories.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It fit in.
Came back.
It fit in with the conversation. Yeah. Oh, wait. There was
it
one more.
It.
The first one I ever heard that I ever remember hearing was, you're the last human left on Earth, and suddenly there's a knock on the door.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, but in the concept of it, you are the last human.
Maybe that you know of.
Not how you play the game.
That's how I'm playing it. There's no rules to this game.
You're ruining the game. You are the last human.
That you know of. You don't know. Maybe it's something else. A demon.
There's one more. There was another one, but it was, I'm going to rewrite it in my head so that it's not as bad. I came home to find my wife smiling at me. I don't know what to be more scared of. The fact that my wife died a year ago or the fact that somebody broke into my house and left her body there.
I wasn't dead.
It was like, oh, that's what it was. It was like my wife cradling. I came home to my wife cradling my child. And then it said, I don't know what's more upsetting. The fact that we buried them.
All right, that's enough.
Or the fact that somebody broke into my apartment and left their.
That's enough.
We had to get to the
Happy New Year, everyone. Good luck on all your resolutions.
My resolution is to give you goosebumps every episode.
Instead of history lessons now.
Instead of history,
this year is all about goosebumps.
You made fun of my history lessons, so now this is what you get.
Now I get spooks.
Now you get spooks. Do you want the history lessons back?
Yes, please. History of giving creepy history.
But yeah, if you ever want to freak somebody out really quickly, look up 2-sentence horror stories. They're great. There's a lot of them.
That's your resolution.
There was like 50 and I narrowed it down to like 10 and then added like 3 more because I was having so much fun freaking you out.
Hey, Lauren.
Yeah.
Remember.
What?
You're supposed to.
It's been 2 weeks. I don't know what to do anymore.
Right? And that's how we do it.
Yeah.
You do it. You start it.
And remember,
everything is creepy. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our sponsors. Happy New Year.
Good
luck with your resolutions.
Sorry for giving you goose pimples.
Bye.